Traffic report here. 12:30, Doug Kammerer. 1 o'clock, Steve Berline joins the program. Former quarterback, television analyst. It's going to be really exciting to talk to Berline in advance of this Bucks-Commanders playoff game. Berline balled out for stretches, man. I do want to wrap up the phone. So we're going to keep the phones open until we go to Kammerer. Then, dude, we got to run through the other matchups, and there is so much news going on in the NFL right now. The Seahawks just fired their offensive coordinator. That one kind of surprised me. Lou Anarumo, the Bengals defensive coordinator, a lot of people think he's going to end up with the Giants. A lot of moving parts. We're going to wrap up the phones now, though. Adrian is in Waldorf. What up, Adrian?
What up, B. Mitch and JP?
What up, brother?
Yeah, ain't none. My confidence, I have 80%, because, one, we only won 4 games last year, so we got 8. That's ahead. We sent garbage juice packing to Cancun. That's always a plus. And then we playing with house money. And also, Victory Monday, and go Commanders, and congrats on Scary Terry getting that record.
Definitely.
Very happy.
Appreciate you, brother.
Thanks, bud. Good call. Thank you. Let's go to Drew in D.C. What up, Drew?
Hey, what's up, fellas? Man, happy new year. Happy new year.
Same to you, man.
Man, I just got to say, I'm old school cat, 56 years old, man. So just for them to make the playoff, man, was such an emotional experience. But also, man, with this playoff, just to keep it a buck with you, man, I just think – that defense, man, if Allen and Payne, if they ever wanted to bring out their nastiness, this is the game to do it. We just need them to push that pocket, man. And I just want them to get back to that offensive line, being solid, because they getting uncharacteristic penalties that they didn't have when they stretched when they was on that win streak. But that's correctable. But the last thing, there's no way in the world Dan Quinn should be coach of the year with the turmoil and stuff that went on with this organization, with the turnaround. He should be coach of the year, hands down. Y'all keep up the great work, man. Stay positive. Man.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it.
If you look at how calm he has this thing, though, and, bro, I'm not lying. I've flown on a plane in different years. The professionalism that everybody operates with now, and you don't hear him talking about it all the time. He just came in and he leads by example. And everything seems to be going good. He has gone beyond coaching. He changed a lot real quick.
I agree. I also think the staff he put together was so varied. I don't think – this is just my opinion. I don't think Cliff's leaving this year. But if he did, I think they'd be in pretty good position to replace him from the inside. I think there are a couple young coaches on this thing that are kind of considered fast risers from around the NFL. It'll be interesting to see eventually what, if any, requests are made of the Commanders, because teams are making requests right now. Like, the Patriots have already requested an interview with Ben Johnson. It is crazy how much love Ben Johnson gets, and people act like Dan Campbell's not the coach. maybe that's unfair, because Dan Campbell gets a lot of love, too. But, like, last night on that broadcast, Jahmyr Gibbs hit a really good run, but it was like a basic off-tackle run that he made a really nice cut on. Yeah. And people are like, God, Ben Johnson's a genius.
No.
I'm like, dude, he's just an off-tackle run.
Penny Sewell. Right. That was a genius.
I'm not anti-Ben Johnson. Really awesome to watch.
Penny Sewell was on his block. He never let the guy get off of him. Gibbs set it up inside, jump outside. He runs 4-2 something, dog. He got through the hole and was gone.
I find that one interesting. It's going to be wild to see where he goes, if he goes. Our guy Jonesy is on the line. What up, Jonesy?
Hey, Happy New Year, JP. Happy New Year, B.
What's up, baby? How you doing, man?
Doing
good.
I'm doing A-OK. Hey, listen up. I just heard a call a while ago talking about he was born in 1987. You remember the box snap, whatever happened. Did he not know that one of the guys that was within the box snap situation is sitting on a radio station from 99? I remember that game, too, when we played Tampa. Mm-hmm. So we owe them quite a few get back, especially from the beginning of this year.
Well, the flip side, though, is the only playoff win they have in the last 30 years is in Tampa.
2005.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. It's all good. It's all good. But guess what? Like I said, we returned to the scene of the crime. It's not in D.C. this time. It's down there in Tampa. We got to get some get back, man. I'm feeling like James Brown today with that. You know what I'm saying?
The big payback.
Yes, sir. The big payback. Got to get you. That's right. But, fellas, hey, man, I love what y'all doing. Love y'all. Y'all keep it going, man. Just keep it going. I'm out while I listen.
Thanks, all buddy. Bro. Good call. The big payback. Can you play that for me, Landfill? Give me a little Godfather of Soul on a dreary Monday. Luke is in Wilmington. All right, I don't know this answer. You think he's in Wilmington, North Carolina, or Wilmington, Delaware?
Delaware.
I think it's Carolina.
Carolina, yes, sir.
Luke, where are you?
Yeah, I'm in North Carolina.
All right, my man.
Yes, sir.
How confident are you?
I mean, I'm more excited, so I just want to say thanks for taking my call. There's been some really awesome calls so far today. Huge fan of y'all, favorite talk show since before LeVar and Dukes. Like Fred would say, grandma's been cooking, so I'm taking it all in slowly with a couple top shelf ingredients only. But it smells like the real deal. I'm just excited to watch them against the Bucks. Any team, really. Who knows what happens? This whole season has been crazy. To me, it feels like we were playing with house money. Having no expectations makes us dangerous. We've cooked up a pie that has no quits, and no matter how the game goes, we seem to have a chance. And we seem to win in those winning time moments. Smells like we are finally on the other side of luck/living right coin. Smells like the football gods are favoring us. To me, it's bigger than football, providing proof that doing it the right way is what brings success. I'm just excited to witness it all play out. One more thing. When's Pete planning to come back? I know he's got to be biting at the bit. What a time to be so close to the team. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it. I bet they don't have snow in Wilmington.
Nah. Rain.
What do they have in Carolinas right now, you think?
They'll get some snow every blue moon.
Yeah.
And Atlanta gets snow.
The people in Dallas were saying it might snow next week.
They got snow coming this week. They get a lot of ice, though.
Jeff, line one. Alexis in Ashton. Alex is Ashton. What is happening here?
That was supposed to be Alex Ashton. I don't know why I typed. Is
okay. Alex is Ashton. Here we go. Alex, what
brother,
up?
It's cool. Me is he. He is his. I look. Me, Mitch, JP. What's up, brother?
What's up, bro?
How you doing, man?
I was hospitalized 2015. So 10 years I didn't go to the stadium. Man, I took a picture with Mitch and with Santana Moss. I know I don't expect you to remember B Mitch, but let me tell you, brother. I was like the kid in the candy store. I even went to the first floor. The store down there, man, I looked like I was grocery shopping. Came out of there with all kind of nice gear.
All right.
So, brother, look, man, it feels good. We ready. Just like The Rock says, just bring it. We don't care what this, that. We got a good team, a good coaching squad that makes adjustments. They turn off this, we turn on that. Second quarter, third quarter, I'm just hoping, man, they don't start with the slow start. You know what I mean? So if we get that together, look out.
Because
we're not even supposed to be in here, but we're here.
All right, so, man,
here we go.
Once you're there, they can't throw you out.
Let's kick down the door.
That's it.
Appreciate the call. All right, folks, everybody buckle up. Commander Tequila's on the line. Hello, Commander. How do you do?
I'm doing great, you guys. I am really, really excited. See, week one, you know, September 8th, 2024, he punches in the mouth, you know. Our chin strap wasn't chin strapped up all the way. Our helmets were flying. Now, this time, they got it once, but they're not going to get it again twice, you know. We're going to beep, 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 the beep ass. Not only that, we have fun over there in their home turf, you know. I'm so confident we got this game.
Appreciate it, Commander. Commander's very confident, Landfill. Thank you, sir. I think they absolutely got a chance to compete in this thing. I think Vegas sees it that way, too. When I saw the line open to just 3, right?
Yeah.
Like, just home field.
Been at home field.
Which seems fair. I don't know what, if any, if that'll move. It is held so far, so I would guess it's going to keep holding. 3 points, even trying to look around. Everybody's got it at 3. That means they don't know what to do. Elijah's in D.C. What's up, Eli?
Yo, what's going on, fellas?
What up, man?
I'm confident, man. I think they're going to do their thing. I think guarding Jaden Daniels in the fourth quarter, when you're tired and you've been moving around, it's pretty difficult. And I think the team is showing that they have that clutch thing, you know what I mean? Like, no one panics down to the last second, which is extremely important in games like this. And to have a game like that in the, you know, when we did that against Dallas last week, when we had to have it in the last moment, like, that's such a good thing for having for the playoffs. And one thing I would like to see them do is use the running backs up the field. They like to do things to the perimeter, like use the running backs in a pass game, three-step drop, boom, like get them the ball, get them involved, get like guys like Bates running at these linebackers so we can get the numbers game right. You know, then Jaden Daniels, he can move around or he can pass the ball underneath certain things to get this running game going. It's like those quick passes has to happen.
All right. I'm with you there, man. They got to speed it up. Get it going.
You got to speed them up.
I think defense.
Take care of the ball.
Yeah, man, for sure. Thank you, buddy. Great call.
Yeah, yeah.
Ooh, we got somebody calling from Tampa, B.
Uh-oh.
I don't know what to make of that. All right, Walt, what do you got?
This is what you make of it. I've been around the Skins since George Allen, so let me first qualify myself, okay? I'm okay down here. But, hey, I love you guys. I listen to y'all every day. Every day for, like, the last 6-7 years. But, hey, I got a question. A lot of people don't really realize, man, I thought about it. Jaden Daniels has had a heck of a year as far as stamina. You know, after his season last year, then he had to prepare for, well, you know, he had the Heisman Trophy. Then he had the combines. Then he had the draft. Then he went right into rookie minicamp, then he had minicamp, then he had training camp, then he had preseason. Mm-hmm. Now he has a season that's, what, 4 or 5 games longer than what he's used to. Now he's going off into the playoffs. This kid got some stamina, man. I mean, and then he's doing commercials, he's doing podcasts, he's doing TV shows. Man, this kid is just awesome, man. Awesome, awesome, awesome. This is the first year in about 10 years that I've watched every game, every minute of every game.
Wow.
The last 2 years, I haven't watched any games. I watched the highlights when we had some on YouTube. Man, I'm fired up. We back. I got that old feeling back. Hey, and there's a ton of Skins fans down here. I mean, a ton of them.
We've seen it. I think,
man.
I think there'll be a lot of burgundy on Sunday night.
Yes, sir. And a lot of the Tampa fans, the Bucks fans, they love us, man. I mean, they're taking a real liking to us. So, hey, I just called because I'm excited, man. And thanks for letting me get my little stuff off. But
thanks, dude.
Hey, I'll see y'all, and I got some T-shirts for you, too.
All right, bro.
Last time I didn't find y'all, I wasn't able to, because I was at the game last. I'll be there. But, I got some gifts for all y'all, and all Jeff, too.
All right. Appreciate it, man.
Bye, y'all.
Need that triple X for Jeff.
See you, buddy. We got another Florida caller. That dude was excited. Very nice fella. Dawson in Fort Myers. What up, D?
Boys, what's up?
What's up?
How are you, man?
I'm great. Hey, look, I was just calling in. I want to thank you guys. First time calling in. I've been addicted to the show all year.
Appreciate it, man.
Born in Fairfax County, but I grew up in Florida. So I'm here down in Fort Myers. It's like a full circle moment for me, man. Went to game one. Obviously, we all know what happened there. Just excited as all get out to go to this game Sunday night. So should be amazing weather. In regards to my confidence, I'm going to give it 75, but I'm just worried about stopping the run, man. And I'm worried about running. So that just terrifies me.
Yeah, dude, those are very legitimate concerns. I think Washington has not done either stop it or run it well in over a month. And I think a lot of the playoffs are what you come in then, right? Like, how have you been playing the last few weeks? And Washington's been able to move the football thanks to Jaden primarily, but it hasn't been the cleanest. It's just been nuts and hard to count on nuts. But when you do it 4 straight weeks going into the season, chill, Landfill. You got to believe. Pause. Dawson, thanks for the call, dude.
Thank you.
All right, last one. Lawrence is in D.C. What up, Lawrence?
Yo, yo, how y'all got? You guys doing all right today?
Oh, we're good, man.
I didn't call you Larry because I know that bugs you.
No, no, no. See, it's a different Lawrence. This is Lawrence on the Beltway.
Oh, all right.
All right, Lawrence.
Hey, man, look. I'm not worried about the Tampa Bay, man. Ain't no need to be worried about Tampa Bay. I'm just not. I mean, you know, we're going to go out there. We're going to play. And that's that. You know, everybody's a professional. Anybody can get beat. And so, why not us? That's the first thing. Second thing I had to say to you guys is this. I noticed on that replay I watched of the game winner yesterday how it sounded like they were in Washington. You know, we always complained about that here at you know, Northwest Field. Like, it always seems like the opposing team's taking up the stands. Those folks was out there cheering yesterday for Washington in Dallas, and that made me feel good.
Yeah, man. It was packed.
It was.
Honestly, thank you for the call, Lawrence. Appreciate you, buddy. I've been traveling to all their road games for a lot of years now, and even in the terrible times, even when Dan was owning them and you know, Alex Smith gets hurt, there have always been a ton of Skins fans on the road. You always see burgundy and gold wherever you go, and
hell, most of them rather go on the road than come to Wisconsin. They didn't want to support Dan.
There was a long stretch where Washington was better on the road. The vibes were better on the road. FedEx was so toxic, and they tended to perform poorly there. This year's just flipped everything on its head. I mean, even just – I'm not, like, naive to say that FedEx is awesome now, but they've put some real money into it and at least – gotten it to like a level playing field. You know what I mean?
Yeah, at least see them.
The light show was dope.
You see them trying to
show
people that they appreciate them.
And speaking
of
stadiums.
And that makes a world of difference.
Speaking of stadiums, I just saw this. I think it's Eric Flack. Mayor Bowser's office has confirmed she's going to the White House today to sign the RFK bill that gives the district long-term control of the federally owned land that could potentially land with a new football stadium downtown D.C. Dude, that is exciting. What else is exciting? Doug Kammerer, NBC4 chief meteorologist, will join us next. B. Mitch Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Coming up at 1 o'clock, we're going to talk to Steve Berline, distinguished NFL career, now a broadcaster. Berline's going to be very interesting kind of as we gear up for this wild card matchup Sunday night. Commanders, Bucks. It is weird. They really have played the Bucks a lot in the playoffs. What was that 99 game like?
It was fun until it wasn't. Second half, open up, touchdown. Got to the field goal try. That rolled to him.
Who was their quarterback? Was that Sean King?
I think it might have been Sean King, yeah.
Lamphill likes to point out who the holder was. I'll allow him.
It wasn't Matt's fault. It was Dan's fault.
The snap.
Yeah, the snap was the problem. It wasn't the hole.
Who was the holder?
Brad Johnson.
When did that shift be from – it used to be skill position players, backup quarterbacks?
I thought it was Matt Turk. I mean, it was supposed to be – I know Matt also held. Matt Turk and Dan Turk, they were brothers.
No, it's like Lamphill's favorite thing to point out that. Yeah, man, I remember that very well. I was at my Aunt Joni's house in Wilkes County, North Carolina. And that kick at the end, man. So you guys were up. Were you up 13-0? Yeah, so you guys
touchdown put us up. Yep.
13-0, man. You had the 100-yard kickoff return.
Mm-hmm.
And then Sean King was the quarterback. Mike Allstott. I remember that game well. And then I was in Vegas another time. I think it was a regular season game when Allstott got that 2-point conversion. Remember that?
Yeah, I remember that.
That was a mess, man. We're supposed to hear from Doug Kammerer here. We're trying to track him down. He's obviously really busy. If you haven't seen the footage of this water main that broke in Bethesda, man, it's pretty scary, dude.
Is it shooting?
No, but it's like just flooding the streets.
Oh, and that's going to turn into ice.
I think that's the concern, right? All right. I do want to kind of go around the league because there is a lot of stuff happening around the NFL. You got coaches getting canned. I mean, New England fired Gerard Mayo yesterday.
Yeah, I didn't think they would do that.
What do you think of firing him after 1 year?
I don't see it as being fair. I don't know. They didn't get the number one pick. That's what they wanted.
I wonder if you think that's why they fired him.
But like, man, listen, brother. These people
awful.
These people make so much money, bro. Come on. They were horrible last year. What makes them think they're going to just all of a sudden be great this year?
Yeah, I think it's pretty tough to fire somebody after 1 year, especially a young guy that you claim you want to, like, groom into the position. One curious thing for me with New England specifically, everybody has connected them with Mike Vrabel. And I can understand that. Vrabel played there, won Super Bowls there.
Mm-hmm.
He's already interviewed with them. Or if he hasn't, he's going to. But if you're New England and you had Brian Flores there for so long as Belichick's defensive coordinator, I like Vrabel, but Flores seems like an awesome coach. He had 2 out of 3 winning seasons in Miami. Obviously, the things that went sideways in Miami with him and the owner are pretty unique. Am I wrong on that? You think Vrabel's that much more clear of a candidate than Flores?
No, I don't. Flores has proven how great of a coach he is.
Well, and Flores was in New England also. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, if you're trying to do this, how awkward must things be for Robert Kraft right now? Because he wants to act like he's still, like, running things. But your organization, in the post-Brady year, fell off. In the post-Belichick year, has completely fallen apart.
Yeah.
Because, like, it's easy to forget now, but in the first post-Brady year, Belichick had Mac Jones at quarterback, and I think they won 11 games.
Mm.
Like, they went to the playoffs.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's the situation in New England seems really, really messy, and I don't know how much of a hurry I'd be in to take that job anyway, honestly.
You know, I don't see eye to eye with that area very well.
Yeah, I hear you. How about this? Listen to – this is all the different coaches the Jets have reached out to for interviews. They've already interviewed Vrabel and Ron Rivera. They're going to conduct interviews with Rex Ryan, Brian Flores, Josh McCown, Joe Brady, Matt Nagy, Arthur Smith, Brian Greasy, Aaron Glenn, Vance Joseph, and Bobby Slowick.
That's all the people that they're going to interview?
Some of those are requests for interviews, and maybe they won't get them, but, dude, that's a lot. All right. Helping us understand what to expect through the rest of the day right now, Chief Meteorologist over at NBC4, Doug Kammerer. Doug, what's up, dude? How are you?
Hey, guys. Good. Sorry, Mr. Call. I was shoveling my walkway.
Oh, dude. All good. I'm sorry, man.
No problem.
Let's start.
When is this stuff leaving?
It's going to be here for a while, buddy. And I do mean a while, because we've got more coming this evening. And then it's just cold. I mean, it is just cold all week. And there's actually a chance of another storm coming up on Saturday. So, we're in the thick of it right now.
So, Doug, let's talk with how much – I feel like there's probably like 5 inches of snow at my house. Does that sound about right?
Yeah, I haven't measured. I haven't measured my house, and I know you and I live close. But, yeah, it's definitely about 5-6 inches right now. And we've got some areas in Montgomery County that picked up 8, parts of Prince George's County, St. Mary's County picked up 9 inches.
Wow.
And, it's still snowing to the south, and we got another little band trying to come through Loudoun and parts of Montgomery right now. And then we get a little bit of a lull, and this is kind of the lull for most of us. And then the upper-level low comes back in, and we get potential for another 1 to 3 inches.
So there could be another 1 to 3 tonight?
Tonight, yeah. So it's going to start probably up again for everybody around 4 and potentially get heavier right around 7, 8 o'clock.
Wow.
And that'll be another 1 to 3 inches on with that thing, with that upper-level low coming through.
And then at that point, is it about done?
Yeah, and then it's done. So by around 9, about 10, 11 o'clock, it's totally done. It's out of here. And then, like I said, then it's just cold. I mean, you know, we're not going to get above freezing much at all this week. So that means this is going to stick around. And anything that does melt because the sun is going to be up, anything that does melt is just going to refreeze every single night. So I think we're, you know, school's out obviously today. I think school's out tomorrow. I think we're looking at potential for, you know, school to be out on Wednesday. If not out of school, you're looking at delays. And I think those delays may even be all the way through Friday in some places.
Bro, my kids haven't been in school since December. My kids haven't been in school since December 20th.
I don't even know.
My 9-year-old might not be able to read at this point.
They don't even remember what school was. I mean, they've been out so long.
How dangerous is the ice aspect with all this? Because snow is awesome, but when things start icing over, it can get pretty dangerous.
Yeah, and that's what I don't think people really realize that. So people will start getting out on the roads, and they'll think the roads are going to be okay, and next thing you know, you're sitting in a ditch. I know for us in our neighborhood, and I know you know where we are here, right off Wisconsin Avenue, we had a major water main break early this morning, and that water came into the town and really was just racing down the street. So now our main road is completely covered in water, and that, of course, is going to ice up overnight tonight. My neighbor has 3 feet of water in his basement.
Oh,
right
my
now,
God, from the water main?
Yeah, from the water main, yeah. So our water was off for a while.
The water main broke and he has water in his basement. Do they pay for that for him?
Well, WSSC is actually at his house right now. So, they're going to help with some of the mitigation. I don't know how much they'll actually do. That part I don't know, but I do know he said he's getting help from them. So that's good. They're on the scene and they were on the scene early today. So they've done a good job so far.
How does that happen when the water main breaks? Just too cold?
Yeah, too cold. And I think we're going to see that a lot over the next couple of days. I mean, we're going to get into the teens for low temperatures in many areas. And I think you're going to see a lot of water main breaks. We do it every winter. You know, last winter we didn't see a whole lot of them because it was so warm. But when you got an air mass like this, it's going to just sit and be cold for days and days and days. I think we're going to have some water main breaks, some more water main breaks for sure. Yeah.
Wow.
So if you see a road that looks kind of wet, know that that's not wet. That is probably ice, especially at night.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, that's crazy, dude. Is your house okay with the water? I mean, I know how close that is to your house.
Yeah. I mean, it's literally his house is 4 houses down from mine. Fortunately for us, the water stayed in the street and did not come over the curb. So thankfully, we're okay at my house. We filled up our bathtubs. You know, I filled up all the water, all the sinks and stuff in case the water went out for a long period of time because we were without water this morning. And now, you know, our water's brown, so we're not doing it. We got a lot of bottled water, so that's good.
Wow. What do you fill up the bathtub for?
I fill the bathtub because you want to make... Yeah, biggest thing is, the toilets won't go down unless you put more water in them.
Oh, yeah.
Damn. So always a good idea. If you know your water's going to be turned off for a couple of days or even for a day, you want to make sure you fill up your tub so you can take that water, put it in your toilet, so that way you still have your toilet to be able to use.
Man, I did not know that. NBC.
See, now you can go home to your wife. You can be like, honey, you know, make sure.
Right.
Something new, baby.
Like,
whoa, JP.
She'll be
shocked. I love
you
even more.
She's going to say, who told you that, JP? Because she goes, no, he didn't just figure it out.
For sure. NBC4 chief meteorologist Doug Kammerer joining us here. Dude, so B and I were lucky. We got home last night from Dallas.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know a lot of people that are still stuck down in Dallas. What is the airport situation? And that might be a little out of your wheelhouse, but like, are flights coming in at all?
Well, I have a buddy of mine that flew in from Denver, and he texted me yesterday. He said, hey, what do you think my chances of getting in tonight at home or back home are? And he was flying in from Las Vegas last night, and he said, should I rent or should I book a hotel in Denver? And he booked a hotel, thank goodness, because when he got there, his flight was canceled last night. He was able to get on a flight from Denver to Dulles. So he's on the way right now. I don't know if that's gonna make it, but I've got so many of my friends that are texting me. Susan Hogan from Channel 4. I mean, she was coming back from a trip, and she ended up in Miami, and they told her that they might not have any flights for the next 3 days.
Wow.
Yeah, dude. So there's a lot of people trying to get back.
I was on a flight last night.
I'm glad I got back last night.
That got canceled.
Yeah, buddy, I'm sure.
And then they tried to rebook me. So I had DFW to DCA Sunday night. They tried to rebook me to a Monday morning DFW to Milwaukee and then Milwaukee to BWI.
Yeah.
And it would be like a 9-hour late. And I was just like, no, this is awful.
Chick went to LaGuardia.
Chick and Mitch, I think, are going to LaGuardia. I don't know how that's going to go.
That's not going to work.
No, and you're going to have a lot of people in that situation. You know, I mean, you're going to have a lot of people that get to that don't get to where they want to go. They're going to have to rent a car to get there or whatever, or whatever the case may be, or just sit there and rent hotel rooms because this is shutting us down. I mean, this did not move up the entire East Coast. So, you know, Philadelphia was not hit too hard. You know, New York, Boston are all good. So I'm not too worried about, you know, this shutting down the system for a long time. But in our area anyway, Baltimore, Dulles, DCA is going to be out of commission. I think you're going to have a lot of delays right on through the day tomorrow, most likely.
That's it. Dude, I almost pulled the trigger and got a flight to Philly because it was still flying. And then I was like, I'll just figure out how to get home from Philly. But
look, you've been driving.
Or the train.
Exactly. Or take the train. Yeah.
But everything worked out. We got to BWI. Dude, obviously you are slammed, but I also know how big of a Commanders fan you are. Did you get to enjoy yesterday, or were you looking at models all day, or you know?
Hey, I went to our our place Caddies over there.
Sure.
I went to Caddies for the first quarter with my friends. They all got to stay there. I had to come into work, but I was able to go there and watch the first quarter, and then I watched a little bit of the game later on. And I got to tell you, going into the playoffs, you'd hope we'd look a lot better than what we looked like yesterday.
Yeah.
You know, Jaden, I think, is, you know, as great as he's been for us, you know, you get spoiled when you have great players, right? Because then as soon as something happens, you're like, wait a second. But the last two games, he's missed Terry on quite a few passes, whether they're just out of his reach or over his head or something. He's missed a couple of big plays. And you hope that they can get that. Now, again, whether that's the offensive line not giving him the protection that he needs and he's pressured a little bit more, he's missed a couple of key passes that, you know, we've seen him make. So we want to see him come in, and we want to see, to your point last night about the defense. You know, when you were on our air last night on NBC4, you were talking about, you know, defensively we got to be better. And, of course, that's the case, right?
I mean,
defense has been our thing. We weren't sure where the offense would be at the beginning of the season. We had questions about the offense, but we knew we had the tools.
Right.
Defensively was always our biggest question. And I think,
and
once again,
back.
That was answered. I mean, how can we almost lost to Dallas twice. And they're one of the worst teams in the league.
I know.
And then, you know, we gave up what happened with New Orleans. I mean, that was another one of those games where you're like, what is going on here? So that's not how you want to be. You know who would be scary right now if they had actually made the playoffs would be the Bengals.
Oh yeah.
I mean, they came in with that huge win streak. I mean, those are the teams that run the table. You know, that's what the Giants did when they won the Super Bowl. I mean, they came up, they weren't doing great. Next thing you know, they had a great win streak, and they're a wild card, and they barely get in, and then they win the Super Bowl.
Yep. Right.
So,
totally.
You know, you want to be on that win streak, and right now, I know we've won the games, but you want to be really going in with full momentum, and I hope we can get that somehow.
At least they got the late touchdown to have the miracle win, and I can tell you, being in that locker room, the vibes were high, and people were excited. I also think week 18 when you've already clinched is just really weird. And
True.
You know, like and they pull Jaden. The guys can all say the right things, but on some level they know, all right, we didn't play everybody. This is just kind of a funky game. But you're right. Defensively, the concerns are significant. The run defense, significant. But Doug, I got to tell you, man, I got home last night and I threw Channel 4 on for the end of the game. And then you and Erica came on. And I briefly paused because I'm like, dude, I end up doing the late Sunday news show, and very rarely do I see Doug on Sunday night. And in my head, I'm like, this storm's got to be legit if camera is working the Sunday night 11.
And I drove back because I was on vacation with my family in Florida, so
I
saw this thing coming, and I was like, hey, I'll drive back home. So I drove back from Florida on Friday instead of doing it yesterday, just so make sure that I was here.
Wow.
For this storm, because I'm not missing this storm. I missed the storms last year. We had a couple of 4-inch storms, and I was out of town for those. And I'm like, dude, I am not missing another storm.
I'm not sure if it's going to happen, but they might send me to go meet up with Tommy in the snow stick on Connecticut Avenue. Do you have any advice if I get that call?
Push Tommy in the snow.
I love it. Yeah, I would say this because I was watching, and Joseph Omo was downtown during the with the snowball fight going on.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you saw, the dude did not put up, I mean, if he's a boxer, he's left his hands down the entire time. He got hit in the face 3 times live on TV.
Really?
Because he wasn't protected. So that's the number one thing I would say for you. Hopefully you're not going to be doing the snowball thing.
I hope not.
But yeah, always don't tell B where I'll be, because when you're on live TV, you guys know how that can happen. You know, you got a snowball coming out of nowhere, so just keep your head on a swivel.
Head on a swivel. Doug, thank you for making time, man. Good luck with the house and all that stuff, seriously.
Absolutely. Thanks, guys. And, go Commanders, dude. It'd be great to go to the second round. How about that?
It'd be wild. It'd be so much damn fun. That's our guy, Doug Kammerer, chief meteorologist at NBC4. Appreciate him making time on a very busy day. Coming up at 1 o'clock, Steve Berline joins the program. Brian.
Yo.
In just moments, we're going to be joined by Steve Berline. Did you ever go head-to-head with him?
Why would I go head-to-head? I'm an offensive player.
I mean, like, did your team ever play his?
I can't think.
He was a backup in Dallas for a little bit when you were with, you know what? You must have. In 93, he was the starter for the Cardinals.
Yeah.
And you were obviously with the Skins at that point.
Yep.
Steve Berline's going to join us in just moments, but I got to ask a quick question, and we'll go around the room. Tyreek Hill is apparently forcing his way out of Miami. He said, I'm done here. The offense has changed, blah, blah, blah. Tyreek Hill has a $28 million guarantee, $28 million cap number for the 25 season. After that, no more guarantees. He'll be a free agent at the latest by 2027, but probably by next year, honestly. 30 years old. Numbers were way down this year. I don't know that that was all direct reflection on him.
It's not all on him.
Once Tua got hurt. You interested in Tyreek Hill?
Nope. And I'm going to tell you, I think he's extremely talented. But you know what? Now his new profile picture is Antonio Brown. I don't want to deal with that.
No thanks. Yo, he's undeniably incredibly
he's a badass.
Gifted ball player. But no.
Something
thanks.
Is going on with him right now.
Jeff, you want Tyreek?
If we have to go and give stuff away for him, no. But because the thing is, we just wait. We never know. He could be wanting to come to us, you know, later on once he get free. Nah, we're a prized destination now. We're not desperate for nobody. So I'm cool with where we at and just, you know, letting things fall in place. How they, ever the front office want him to go, but as far as going to get Tyreek, nah, I'm good off that.
Landfill, Tyreek Hill interests you?
No.
That's about the response I was expecting. I don't know how that's going to end up, but I have a feeling in my gut it doesn't end well. When we come back, Steve Berline joins the show.